Here we have a couple of ahadith about some adab of dua. When a person is making the dua, what are the things that he should observe and he should keep in mind? Of course, this is not all the detail about it, as we just choose few ahadith, so these are only two ahadith about that subject. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so a person who performed the salah, and after salah that person said, Allahumma ighfir li warhamni. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that man, عَجِلْتَ أَيُّهَا الْمُصَلِّي. That you went too fast on it and you didn't do it right. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after salah, when you sit, إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ فَقَعَدْ, then فَحْمَدِ اللَّهَ بِمَا هُوَ أَهْلُهُ. First thing, say Alhamdulillah, admire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, صَلِّ عَلَيَّهُ. Then send blessings on me. And then make the dua. So that your dua will be accepted. Hearing this, another man came and he performed the salah. And after salah, he said the same thing. He recited his sana. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Whatever sana he recited, then he sent blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon hearing this, he said to that man, now you make any dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reject it, inshaAllah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions a very important point over here. He says, remember that when a person sends blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad, whichever form and our best form is the form that we use in tashahhud. So when a person sends blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is never rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always accepts that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get the blessings of Allah. So if a person will send blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will make dua. Then at the end he will send the blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. So of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous that he's not going to accept the beginning and the end and reject the whatever what is in between. So he said, this is why send blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the beginning and at the end, and then make dua in between, so that when it will be accepted, the whole package will be accepted and all of your dua will be accepted too. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, another adab for dua, ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. Whenever you make dua keeping in mind that Allah for sure listens to the human being. وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. You should be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for you and He is there to help you. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دُعَاءً مِّنْ قَلْبِ غَافِلٍ لَاهٍ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, remember that Allah never accepts the dua of a person who's absent-minded and he doesn't know whom he's talking to. So we say, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. And the person is just thinking about, I have to run as soon as let the imam finish and I need to run out. And I don't know if my car is blocked or so many things that when we're making the dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the person is thinking about anything else and he's not paying attention to what he's saying and to whom he's talking to, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the dua of that person. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.